veterans are still waiting to see a doctor. You may remember the news from 2 years ago. Long wait times at VA clinics across the country were a scandal. Congress and the VA came up with a fix, a program called Veterans Choice. But the fix is broken. Reporters from NPR member stations have been talking to veterans and doctors and the officials who run Veterans Choice, and we're going to hear from them about how badly the fix is broken and why. We'll start today with Quil Lawrence. He covers veterans for NPR, and he's in our studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The summer of 2014, why were veterans then having to wait so long to see a doctor?
The root cause was that the VA didn't have enough doctors and nurses at a time when millions of Vietnam and Korea vets are getting old and needing more care, and also a lot of Iraq and Afghanistan vets were entering the VA system. The scandal that summer, which cost the VA secretary his job, was that some VA clinics were cooking the books to hide the fact that vets were waiting so long.
So Congress and the VA tried to fix this. So tell us more about what they did.
Congress passed a big reform bill. It included $10 billion for the Veterans Choice Program, which was supposed to fix this problem. They even sent out a card to all these vets so that they could take that card and go see a private doctor if they lived 40 miles away from a VA facility or they'd already been waiting 30 days for an appointment. So it was supposed to be a very simple idea. It didn't turn out all that simple. Despite seeing 3 million appointments outside the VA system in the past year, wait times are worse. Compared to 1 year ago, there are 70,000 more vets right now who've waited more than a month to get an appointment.
Well, how did wait times actually go up?
The VA says it's because they had a massive increase in demand for care. But when we've been looking at vets trying to use this Veterans Choice system, it doesn't look like the program really made things go smoother for them. From the start, it was so confusing that veterans didn't understand it, doctors didn't understand it, and even the VA administrators were admitting that they couldn't really always figure it out. We've been talking to veterans and doctors across the country about this.
And we've got two reports coming up right now.
Yes, and the first is from my colleague Eric Whitney. He's with the Montana Public Radio.
Montana has more veterans per capita than any state besides Alaska. This winter, Montana Senator John Tester sent his staff to meet with veterans in 28 towns from one end of the state to the other. Scenes like this one were typical.
The VA can't do it in 7 months, 8 months, something's wrong.
That's Bobby Wilson, a Navy vet who served in Vietnam. He's trying to get his hearing aids fixed, but can't get approval for an appointment to do that.
3 hours. On the phone with her, not waiting, talking for 3 hours trying to get this thing set up for my new hearing aids.
Tony Lipinski is a former aircraft mechanic. He's also spent a lot of time on the phone with HealthNet, the VA contractor that's supposed to be helping him.
You guys all know the HealthNet piano? You know what I'm saying? They haven't changed the damn elevator music in over a year.
Interviewed after the hearing, he says sometimes he actually gets through.
Oh, they're the nicest, you know, boiler room telemarketers you've ever spoke to. That doesn't get your medical procedure taken care of.
Lipinski has a growth on his spine. He's been trying for months to get authorizations to see specialists to get it diagnosed.
Some days I wake up and go, am I wasting time where I could be on chemotherapy or getting a surgery to take this thing out, you know, or 6 months from now when I still haven't gotten it looked at and I start having weird symptoms and they look and say, boy, you know, that's cancer. You know, if you'd have come in here 6 months ago, we probably could have done something for you, but it's too late now.
When the VA contractor finally connected Lipinski to a neurosurgeon, he says he didn't exactly feel like his Veterans Choice card was carte blanche. Doctors, it turns out, are waiting too. For payment, says Lipinski.
You get your procedure done and you find out that 2 months later, the people haven't been paid. They've got $10 billion that they have to spend, and they're stiffing doctors for 90 days, 180 days, maybe a year. No wonder I can't get anyone to take me seriously on this program.
Lipinski used to do part-time work fixing cars. He says he understands why his neurosurgeon may not be thrilled to see him.
I had a list of slow-pay customers. And when I mean slow pay, over 90 days, I might work for them again. But everybody else came before them. So why would it be any different with these healthcare professionals?
Hospitals, clinics, and doctors across the country have complained about not getting paid, or only paid very slowly. Montana Senator John Tester says Billings Clinic, a network of 12 hospitals, never even signed up to be part of Veterans Choice.
Biggest healthcare provider in the state of Montana won't deal with Choice. That should tell you something's wrong with the program.
The VA and its contractors point out that when Congress passed the Veterans Choice law, they only gave them 90 days to get it up and running. And the VA was requiring tons of extra paperwork before outside doctors could get paid. Still, Senator Tester has little sympathy.
90 days is 3 months. And all they had to do is schedule appointments, develop partnerships with medical providers, and pay them on a timely basis. And they haven't done that.
HealthNet declined to be interviewed for this story. But in a statement, the company says the VA has recently reduced the paperwork requirements, and that's helping to streamline veterans' choice. Vietnam veteran Bobby Wilson, though, is almost at the end of his rope.
If I knew half of what I knew now, back then when I was just a kid, I'd have never went in the military. I see how they treat their veterans when they come home.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Montana.
I'm Michael Tomzik in North Carolina. The Salisbury VA kept Army veteran Archie Barrow waiting 2 months for shoulder surgery, so he got referred to Choice. But when he took the next step, trying to schedule care through HealthNet,
the first couple phone calls, they said I wasn't authorized. I said, well, how am I not authorized? I've got two Choice cards here saying I am. And then I finally called back about the third or fourth time, and I got somebody that was able to help me.
It took another 2 months for HealthNet, the VA, Barrow, and a private doctor to get everything sorted out. He had surgery a year ago.
And they have not paid for it.
That puts Barrow's doctor in good company. At least 30 doctor's offices throughout North Carolina are dealing with Veterans Choice payment problems, some that have lasted more than a year, according to the North Carolina Medical Society. It's become a frustration within the VA, too.
The fact is that people are waiting months and months, and it's like we call it the black hole.
That's Timelyn James, a nurse care manager at the VA clinic in Wilmington. When she and her colleagues are swamped and refer someone to a doctor outside the VA, it's supposed to help them get care more quickly. But James says the opposite is happening.
As long as the Choice program has gone on, we've had progressively longer and longer wait times for Choice to provide the service, and we've had progressively less and less follow-through on the Choice end with getting the service for the patient.
In Gastonia, that leaves Kelly Coward dialing yet another veteran with bad news.
Just calling to let you know that I still have not received your authorization from HealthNet Federal. As soon as I get it, I will give you a call and let you know that we have it and we can go over some surgery dates.
Coward works at Carolina Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, which treats about 200 veterans. Dealing with HealthNet has become a consuming part of her job.
I have to fax and refax and call and recall, and they tell us that they don't receive the notes. And that's just every day. And I'm not the only one here that deals with it.
Carolina Orthopedics Business Operations Manager, Tasha Willis, is used to administrative headaches. That's part of the deal with healthcare. But Willis says she's never seen something like this.
Multiple phone calls, multiple refaxing of documentation, you know, being on hold for 1 to 2 hours at a time to be told we don't have anything on file. But the last time we called about it, they had it, but it was in review. That's the frustration.
It can take 3 to 4 months just to line up an office visit. Veterans ask if they can even go to HealthNet in person.
I mean, we have patients that say, I'm going to drive there. They get that upset about it, and they don't give their address out.
For the record, HealthNet has regional call centers in 8 states, including South Carolina and Florida. The whole process makes Carolina Orthopedic CEO Chad Gourley, a veteran himself, furious.
The federal government's put the Band-Aid on it when there's such a public outcry how the veteran's taken care of. All right, well, they've got the Band-Aid on it to get the national media off of their backs. But the wound's still opening. The wound is still there. It's just a Band-Aid.
Congress is now working on a solution to the original solution. There's a bipartisan bill working its way through the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomzik in Charlotte.
And NPR's Quill Lawrence, who covers veterans, is still with us. And Quill, we just heard reports from 2 states where vets and doctors say the program to let vets see a private doctor faster isn't working. Is that pretty typical?
Well, some vets have had good luck with the Choice program, but the stories you just heard are pretty typical of what we heard in the half dozen states we visited for this series. And the bottom line is that the wait times have gotten worse, not better. And this is a program that Congress had the VA try and set up, a $10 billion program in just 90 days.
We'll hear more details about what happened in those 90 days on tomorrow's program. Quill, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And the stories you've just heard are part of a collaboration with NPR's Back at Base Project, local member stations, and Kaiser Health News.